Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about herpes simplex keratitis. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/herpeskeratitis or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals Medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Keratitis refers to inflammation of the cornea. The cornea is the outer surface layer that sits in front of the anterior chamber, iris, and pupil at the front of the eye. There are many causes of keratitis. Viral infections, for example, herpes simplex. Bacterial infection, for example, Pseudomonas or Staphylococcus. Fungal infection, for example, Candida or Aspergillus. Contact lens-induced acute red eye, or CLARE. And exposure keratitis, caused by inadequate eyelid coverage, for example, with ectropion, where the lower eyelid droops outwards and exposes the eye. Herpes simplex virus, or HSV infection, is the most common cause of keratitis, and this is called herpes simplex keratitis. HSV can cause inflammation of any part of the eye, but most commonly it affects the epithelial layer of the cornea. Herpes simplex keratitis can be primary or recurrent. Recurrence is caused by the virus traveling to the trigeminal ganglion, where it becomes latent or dormant, essentially inactive, and then it can reactivate later. Herpes simplex keratitis usually affects only the epithelial layer of the cornea. Inflammation of the stroma, which is the layer between the epithelium and the endothelium of the cornea, is called stromal keratitis. Stromal keratitis is associated with complications such as stromal necrosis, vascularization, and scarring, and this can lead to corneal blindness. Let's talk about the presentation. Primary infection often involves mild symptoms of blepharoconjunctivitis, which is inflammation of the eyelid margins and the conjunctiva. Recurrent infection may present with a painful red eye, photophobia, vesicles, which are fluid-filled blisters, a foreign body sensation in the eye, watery discharge, and a reduced visual acuity. Slit lamp examination is required to diagnose keratitis. Fluorescein staining shows a dendritic corneal ulcer. Dendritic describes the branching appearance of the ulcer. Corneal scrapings can be taken for viral testing. Finally, let's talk about management. Patients should be referred for urgent assessment and management by an ophthalmologist. Specialist management involves topical or oral antiviral drugs, for example, acyclovir or ganciclovir. Corneal transplant is an option for permanent scarring and vision loss after keratitis. So thanks for listening to this episode on herpes simplex keratitis. As always, a big thank you to Harry for perfectly editing the podcast. The research shows that if you test yourself after studying some content, then that content and that information will stay with you for longer, which is really helpful for people preparing for exams. I created members.zerotofinals.com, which is the Zero to Finals membership site, which hosts multiple choice questions, short answer questions, extended matching questions, flashcards, a course on how to learn medicine, and various other resources. So I recommend heading over there, testing yourself on this information, and hopefully that will help you to retain it ready for your exams. And I hope you join us for the next episode, where we'll talk about subconjunctival hemorrhage.